This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with a special Thanksgiving message. Dear friends, over the years, each of our holidays has assumed its own distinct color scheme in our memories and in our expectations, both graphically and emotionally. Christmas is a frenzied explosion of red and green. Easter's a blinding white light of resurrection. July 4th is flag-waving red, white, and blue. Halloween is a sharp contrast of orange and black jack-o'-lanterns and witches. Thanksgiving is much tougher to pigeonhole. It evokes more serene and sedate emotions. It doesn't lend itself to sharp contrast and primary colors. It's more contemplative than gaudy. I'm tempted to think brown, but that doesn't seem rich enough to capture the full warmth of the occasion. So I took my search for the Thanksgiving color online, and not surprisingly learned that there's a vast scholarship in color construction, theory, and interpretation. Most of the colors sounded too fancy for the feast. In burnt umber and sienna, there's an echo of the continent that the pilgrims fled. Among all the fancy labeled earth tones, chestnut seemed to have the right down-home verbal and visual mix. It's a peaceful, nurturing name for a pleasant shade that says Thanksgiving to me. It conjures up fallen leaves, dried corn stalks, and landscapes at rest after the harvest. Yes, for harried cooks and their helpers, Thanksgiving creates its own commotion, but the excitement's in the kitchen and not in the shopping mall. It's a time for families at home, not office parties or fireworks. And thankfully, while there are some references to Turkey Day, as yet there are no aggressive efforts to take the thank out of Thanksgiving. But while the Thanksgiving tone is restful and restorative, we don't get a total free pass to zone out on turkey, stuffing, and football games. As St. Paul instructs the Ephesians, we are charged with giving thanks always for all things unto God. As Christians, we've been given a very good deal by our God. No matter our earthly lot, we're saved by the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. He only asks that we actively acknowledge that fact in prayer and thanksgiving, and in sharing his love with our neighbors. Perched between a cruel sea and a hostile shore, the pilgrims paused in their struggle to survive, to set aside a special day of thanks. My friends, in these uncertain times, let's follow that example of nourishing, sustaining faith. Let's make a special effort to acknowledge God's gifts, both great and small, giving thanks for his blessing and placing our confidence in his everlasting goodness. May you and your family have a warm and blessed Thanksgiving, filled with the wonderful tastes, smells, and colors of the season, as we gather together joyfully with family, friends, and God. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. God love you.